I have 2 CDs and 2 books. Yeah, it can be about my favorite flavor of chip. I don't care.
Who is your favorite English
chip? I don't really like football. See, I loved it as a child, but then when I was in middle school, I think it'd be roughly equivalent. Who you supported determined which group of people were going to try and beat you up. Either Liverpool or Tottenham Hotspur. And that really jaded me against soccer, and so I just became agnostic. So I only really get excited about football when it comes to the World Cup and I get to cheer for my country. Actually, a couple of years ago in the opening rounds, it was England versus the USA. And I went to this massive sports bar. It was probably like double the size of this room. And I walked in, it was just starting. I went to the bar, got my drink, and I'm walking towards the table and England score. And I go, yes! It was myself and about one other person in that far corner. And I looked around and it's like, oh no. And then about 3 minutes later, England scored again. And I couldn't help but think, I'm not getting out of here alive. But I'm very pleased to say that America then scored as well and we drew and I got out intact. Would you like a book or a CD?
I'll take a book.
Okay.
So this is Why We Capitalize by Trent. Phenomenal book.
Sure. I will make another plug for my blog, restlesspilgrim.net. I gave a talk like 2 weeks ago at Theology on Tap where I talk a little bit more about my journey. The high points. Let's start with the low points. So I really came to faith in Christ at university. I was raised Catholic, but it was there at university that I had a powerful spiritual experience. And honestly, I just saw that either I believe this stuff, in which case it should make a difference to my life. It should be obvious. Or I don't, and I get to sleep in on Sundays. I chose the former. And so I came out of university really on fire for my faith, and I've been part of a wonderful Catholic community there, full of lots of people my age, really keen on scripture, evangelization, all this great stuff. And I then got a job, and I started day-to-day life, and I saw what regular parish life was like, and I was horrified. The music was terrible, the preaching was just so uninspired. There were no groups in the parish to speak of, and everyone there seemed about of a million years old. So I did what a lot of people did. I wandered into the Protestant church next door, where I was welcomed, where I was encouraged, I was invited into ministry, I heard preaching that was inspiring and encouraged me to apply the scriptures to my own life. Fast forward, everything was going great, but I started to see some problems with Protestant theology. In particular, sola scriptura, the idea that we're to go by the Bible and the Bible alone, and sola fide. So the two big pillars of the Reformation kind of fell away for me. And after a little while, I realized I needed to go back to the Catholic Church. I didn't want to. I was loving it there. I was still being fed. I was involved in ministry. But I knew it was time to return. And that has some teething problems. But in the intervening time, I had grown in my faith, and I had started to find Jesus in the Catholic Church, where I previously didn't think he was. And I started meeting Catholics who really knew their faith and were really on fire for their faith. But like I said, if you want to hear the full thing, the title of the talk is, What Does It Mean to Be a Restless Pilgrim? Did you want a book or a CD? The CD is Following the Call of Christ. It's Bishop Robert Barron. You have the book. Anyone want to go for a CD? Oh my goodness, those were all very similarly timed. Okay, I think you were first.
Well, I was going to ask, what currently is your favorite C.S. Lewis work?
The one... Let's get a CD. the book that we're currently going through on the podcast is Mere Christianity. And honestly, I think it is probably the best presentation of Christianity that is out there. Trent's book is very, very close. I think his is a little bit more accessible. I think C.S. Lewis goes a little deeper. Not disrespecting Trent at all. Also, amazing theologian. Gotta say that. So that's the one that I've spent an awful lot of time in. In our book club, we just finished The Four Loves, where C.S. Lewis talks about the different kinds of love. He talks about affection, friendship, Eros, romantic love, and agape, divine charity. So that was the last book that I read, and so that's also quite close. And the next book we're going to read is The Great Divorce, which is all about heaven and hell. I think at a pinch I'd probably say that, The Great Divorce. It's short and it's insightful. Then again, there's the Screwtape Letters. I don't know. Yeah, all of them. They are. Sorry. Terrible answer. It was one of you two who was... Okay, go for it.
So you've summarized... Oh, thank you. summarized a lot of the problems that you see in the church. But if you could kind of pinpoint it into one overarching need or issue, what would you say that is?
Okay, I'm going to plug my blog again. If you go there and you search Catholics Come Home, I wrote a multi-part series where I spoke a little bit about my journey, my disillusionment, and when I came back. And I talk a little bit about some of the things that I think Catholics can do in general to stop this happening and encourage people back. On one level, it's conversion. If people are really on fire with the Catholic faith, we solve all of these problems. There's a Matthew Kelly quote where he says, there's nothing wrong with Catholicism that couldn't be fixed with Catholicism. But I would say more immediately, when my heart started to turn was when I came to a parish and nobody seemed to care. Whether I went to Mass or whether I didn't, nobody noticed. It's not one of my proudest moments, but I wrote a really venomous letter to the pastor there. I said, my girlfriend and I came to your church and we've been coming for weeks and we've gone to the coffee afterwards and we've stood in a very prominent place, just not even talking to each other, waiting for anybody to come and talk to us. Nobody did. In fact, the entire time we've been at your church, the only thing that somebody said was you, and you said, the body of Christ. No, it isn't. Like I said, not my proudest moment. But people want community. They really want community. They want to know that they're loved. They want to know that they matter. They want also a mission. When I went to those Protestant churches, they did those things. They let me know that I was important. If I missed a week, I would have text messages and emails. This was pre-Facebook. but they reached out. But also, they called me forward. They got me involved in their youth ministry. I was like, this wasn't something I was planning on doing. But it was something that they encouraged me. Because everybody wants to be part of a mission. Everybody wants to belong and to be part of a mission. So rather than complaining that nobody spoke to me at Mass, I actually had to ask myself, how many times did I do that? How many times did I say hello to the person in the pew next to me? As I'm walking out, did I make chit-chat with someone who and ask them if this was their first time visiting the parish? And very, very, very quickly, I know time's moving on.
Go for it. You go.
That was actually my question.
Oh, well, there you go.
I've heard you talk a lot about C.S. Lewis, but so I'm assuming he's your favorite author. Who would be your number two or three, if you could even have him?
Two or three. Trent Horne. I've got to say, I love all of his stuff. It's always very articulate. It's very calm. It's very logical. If you want to do anything to do with pro-life issues, get his book. Nothing better. Absolutely nothing better. Bishop Robert Barron is a very gifted writer in terms of merging the two. Very beautiful language and presenting the beauty of Catholicism. And obviously, people like Scott Hahn, Brant Petrie, and there's also another series of books called Bible Basics for Catholics, and it's got full of stick figures. That's how I work. I think in pictures. That worked perfectly for me.
Cool.
Excellent.
Thank you so much again.
Thank you.